Hi precious viewers, welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. My name is Regina and this is my lovely friend Angel. Today we are here at Nimba Nirvana Lodge in the beautiful mountains of New South Wales, which is the hippie heartland of Australia. It's our housewarming gathering, so we have some friends coming over for a hug. One great feature of our humble home is that it's 100% solar. So by being organic, vegan and using alternate energy, we are doing our best to save our beautiful planet so we can enjoy the majestic beauty that our surroundings. So let's begin making a spinach dish to satisfy the taste bud, fill the stomach and also to give plenty of energy. I've got some herb and garlic seasoning and Moroccan spice mix. And I've got some pre-mixed Moroccan spice mix, which has got a bit of curry. It's got salt, ginger, turmeric, cinnamon, nutmeg, and another herb and garlic seasoning, which has garlic, basil, and a few things like that already mixed. But basically, you can just use anything you like, and just a few herbs and some spices and some curry powder. This is just the basics. One tablespoon of each. For this dish, we are going to use one heaped tablespoon of coconut oil.
So that's what you've got in there?
Yes, I've already put it in there. And one large onion, all chopped up. About 3 or 4 cloves of garlic.
And will they be whole or will you be chopping them up?
Or we would just, squeeze it through the garlic crusher. We're also going to use approximately 2 cups of coconut cream. Some asparagus, a bunch of asparagus, about, how many do you think? Oh, about?
It's about 4 times that amount.
4 times that amount. Okay. And two packets of tofu. Firm tofu, which we're going to saute very lightly. Oh yes, and the main ingredient, spinach. About this much spinach. Let's start by putting some onions. Frying some onions. So just lightly saute the onion until it's clear.
So you have to wait for the onion to go soft, do you?
Yes, you wait for the onion to go soft before you add the garlic. Yes, if you can put that in now.
This one?
Yeah. Thank you. So I've just added the garlic, or Angel just added the garlic. Now we're going to add the spices and lightly fry it. That's beautiful.
Oh, that smells gorgeous. It looks nice too.
I'm just adding a little bit more of the spices.
So you kind of get a feel for it as you're doing it as well?
Yes, because we've got a lot of spinach.
So the more times you cook it, is the more times that you'll get an idea to adjust what flavors you want to have in it. So how do you find using solar power?
Oh, it's great.
And does it work when it's cloudy?
The solar hut water, no, but it has batteries back up. So a lot of batteries in a shed, which is the backup for the solar panels, which lasts a few days. We're blessed here because 80% of the time in Australia the sun shines.
I can see all the flavors going into it. It's looking lovely.
Yeah.
divine.
I use also two vegan chicken style stock cubes, which is lactose free, gluten free, and all natural. I'm going to dilute it in a cup of water. So
I'll just get you a cup.
Just you can put them in there and I'll just add some hot water to it. Okay, right. At this stage I'll also put some I'll use some rock salt as well, just so the tofu it'll penetrate through the tofu, bit of salt while it's cooking. The tofu is becoming golden brown.
It's looking lovely. How long have you actually got the side of tofu for?
Until it's a little bit golden brown, like.
So it takes about
like that.
10 minutes or so?
It probably does, I'm not sure. Depending on how much tofu we have and how big the frying pan is to how quick it will fry.
How many people have you done to serve?
It'll serve about 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. So
with other dishes as well, and we serve it with rice.
Okay.
So just steamed rice or fried rice, whatever you like. And also, as another side dish, I make another beautiful salad, which we're going to make later.
I was thinking
like a green salad.
Some tomatoes would go nicely with the salad with the customer.
I think we have done enough frying. That's about... That's just about right. At this stage, I'm going to add the asparagus spears.
And they're cut into small bite-sized pieces like this?
Yes, it just makes it a little bit crunchy, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. That's a nice green colour to it as well.
Yeah. I'll use half a cup of the stock of water with the stock cube. And just pour it through. And it also gives it colour, you know, the green.
And the aroma is just, gorgeous.
We are going to add the spinach, please. I'm just adding spinach a little bit at a time so it gives it a chance to shrink.
And by the time you finish cooking this, will most of the juice be gone?
No, we're going to add some coconut cream, so it'll be a quite juicy sort of dish. So you can eat it with rice, you know? So, yes, just put it on. Okay. I think we can put the rest, most of it, and what we're going to do. Because this is supposed to be a mostly spinach dish with tofu, and so I'm going to put as much of the spinach as we can in this pot. Now I'm going to use the coconut milk, approximately 2 cups. Of coconut milk.
Yum. It's my favourite coconut milk.
Okay, I might put the lid on and let the coconut and the spinach to shrink.
Do you think approximately 5 minutes?
Probably another 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
So whilst this is simmering down, we're going to cook the rice and we'll be back right in a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome back, viewers. While we've been gone, we've just nearly finishing the spinach dish, and I've already started the rice. The rice has been pre-soaked for about 15 minutes beforehand because it's a lot better for your digestion. A friend of mine who teaches Ayurveda has taught me that, and it's been really good. It cooks a lot faster as well, and it's much healthier for you.
How are you cooking that?
Well, I'm just going to do the absorption method, where you just put the water in. I've put a little bit of salt, and just pour some hot water, and then just let it boil.
So is that approximately for one cup of rice, is that?
Yes, for one cup of rice, one cup of water. So we just let it boil and let it sit for a while. It needs to be in high heat until, so I'm going to swap these. So I'm going to put a lid on. The lid just goes not totally on until it starts to dry up. So the spinach dish is finished, and I'm just going to turn it off. Smells beautiful.
It does. Aren't you clever?
Thank you. I had an angel helping me. Now we're going to make a fresh garden salad with lettuce, tomato, and cucumber. So it will be a nice addition to the two other dishes. And when the salad's done, we'll be ready to serve for everybody.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start that.
It's best to put the spinach on the top or by the side?
I usually put it on the side. So the person has a choice if they want to mix it when they're eating later on.
Mm.
And then we're going to leave enough room for the salad.
So all that rice can soak up all that lovely juice.
Yes, that's right. And I'll put a bit of more spinach on top. We've served our meal, and now we just want to make it presentable. So Angel's going to help me to just put some garnish. That's it. And a bit more on the spinach. There you go. Thank you for your being here today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We are now going to enjoy the dishes we've just cooked in this beautiful surroundings. Stay tuned on Supreme Master Television.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.